Welcome to D&B College. Today we're rebuilding a retro rave dub siren, but we're not treating it like a novelty effect. We're turning it into a real drum and bass bassline tool inside Ableton Live 12. So think less fun sound design toy, and more usable weapon for a drop, a breakdown, a switch up, or a second drop answer phrase. This style works because a dub siren has attitude built in. It sounds like a message. It has that raw oscillator wobble, a bit of tape-like warble, some brassy bite, and that unmistakable call-out feeling. Indeed, N.B., that makes it perfect for moments when you want the bass line to say something musical, not just hit notes. And the best part is this. If you build it properly, you can keep the low end solid, keep the sound mono safe, and still get enough movement and harmonics to cut through a full drum arrangement. That's the balance we want. Start with the drums. Don't design this in isolation. Put a basic D&B loop down first. Kick, snare, hats, maybe a break layer if you want that jungle pressure. Then build the siren bass against the groove immediately. If it sounds huge solo but starts fighting the snare, you already know the idea needs to be simplified. Set your tempo where the style wants it, usually around 172 to 174 BPM, or a little slower if you want more halftime weight. Then load up a stock synth in Ableton, like Wavetable or Operator. That's all you need to begin. For the basic tone, aim for a strong harmonic source. A saw-like or square-like oscillator is a great starting point. You want something that can sing. If you use Operator, you can keep the sub clean with a sine and layer a brighter carrier on top. If you use Wavetable, start with a waveform that already has some bite and body. Keep the oscillator movement restrained. Small detune, maybe 5 to 15 cents total. Unison should stay modest too, usually around 2 voices. Don't build a super saw cloud here. Indeed, N.B., too much width too early kills impact. The bass should feel centered and rude, not expensive and blurry. Now shape the siren motion. This is where the character starts to come alive. Use pitch movement and filter movement in a controlled way. A short pitch bend at the start of the note can completely change the attitude. You can go downward for a darker, more predatory feel, or upward for that classic rave warning call energy. Here's the key decision point. If you want the sound to feel heavier and more dubwise, use a slight downward dip at the start. If you want more retro rave urgency, try a small upward rise. Both work, but they do different jobs. The downward move feels like a threat. The upward move feels like a call. Try both while the drums loop, and listen for which one makes the snare hit feel more dramatic instead of more crowded. What to listen for here is simple. The motion should be readable, but it should not turn into chaos. If the pitch sweep sounds flashy but the groove loses its pocket, pull it back. The siren needs to move like a phrase, not like a random modulation experiment. Next, lock the low end first. This is one of the most important parts of the whole sound. A dub siren bass should not wobble all over the stereo field and call itself low end. Pull it the job mentally. The sub handles weight. The upper layer handles identity. If you're working with a single synth, make sure the fundamental is still strong. Use EQ8 carefully if you need to clean up mud, but don't carve away the body by accident. If you're layering, use one track for a clean mono sub, and another for the siren character. Keep the sub centered and boring on purpose. That stability gives the upper movement room to sound dangerous. A good frequency mindset is this. Let the sub live roughly around 40 to 70 Hz depending on the key. Watch out for mud in the 120 to 250 Hz area, and let the character speak more in the 500 Hz to 3K Hz range. That's where the note starts to read as a voice on smaller systems. This is why it works in D&B. The low end gives you physical pressure, but the upper harmonics give the listener something memorable to latch onto. So the bass becomes both a functional support and a musical hook. Now add some grit, but be disciplined. A stock saturator is usually enough. Drive it a few dB, maybe 2 to 6, and if needed turn on soft clip. Then trim the output so you're not just getting louder for the sake of it. If the tone still feels too polite, you can try a touch of overdrive before saturator, but keep it subtle. What to listen for here is whether the note gains attitude without losing its pitch center. The sound should get more urgent, not more fizzy. If the snare suddenly feels smaller when the bass hits, that's a sign the saturation is filling too much midrange. Back it off and keep the core intact. Now we get to the actual phrase. Don't program this like a drone. Program it like a bassline. A great dub siren phrase indeed NB usually lives in two bars and behaves like call and response. Maybe bar one gives you a short hit or a rising call. Maybe the end of the bar holds a longer note. Then bar two answers, with a different pitch contour or a different note length. That's the trick. The drums already have a lot of repetition. The bass doesn't need to play every beat. It needs to interlock with the groove. A good siren bass phrase feels like it's riding the break, not sitting on top of it. Try keeping the notes short when you want menace. Use longer notes when you want drama. And if you overlap notes for glide or legato, make sure the sound stays clean. If the phrase gets too busy, simplify it. The more character the timbre has, the less note density you need. Now put it back into the full drum context. Kick, snare, break, hats, and bass all playing together. This is the moment that tells you whether the idea is actually usable. You're checking two things above all else. Does the snare stay clear, and does the bass make the drums feel bigger instead of flatter? If the snare feels buried, look around 180 to 350 Hz and clean up some low mid buildup. If the kick loses its front edge, shorten the bass note or move it a hair off the kick transient. Timing matters more than people think. A tiny shift in MIDI position can completely change the pocket. What to listen for here is whether the bass leaves space for the snare to remain the loudest and clearest mid-range event in the bar. That's the reference point. The siren should answer the drums, not compete with them. And honestly, if it already feels like a recognizable hook, stop there and move on. That's an important production habit. In DNB, a good enough bass idea that lands in the grid is often more valuable than a perfect sound that never becomes part of a tune. From there, you can shape the phrase with automation. Use auto filter or the synth filter to create movement over 2 or 4 bars. Open the cutoff before the drop. Close it slightly on the first hit of a new cycle. Add a little resonance on the last note of the phrase. Maybe automate a small pitch rise into a transition. The point is not constant movement. The point is phrase logic. You want the siren to feel like it's speaking in musical sentences. That's what makes it feel intentional and alive. If you want the sound to get more dangerous, try versioning it. Keep one cleaner version for the main drop. Make one dirtier version with a bit more drive for fills. And make one stripped version that can work in a breakdown or pre-drop tease. That way you're building a bass system, not just one loop. You should also think about whether to keep it on MIDI or print it to audio. If you still need to change notes and keep things flexible, leave it live, but if the sound has strong character already, bounce or freeze and flatten it. Audio gives you a lot more freedom. You can slice the phrase, reverse a tail, pitch a single hit, or create a nasty little fill that feels more organic than pure MIDI automation. That becomes especially useful for a second drop. Don't just repeat the same phrase. Change one or two things. Maybe the octave shifts. Maybe the answer note gets shorter. Maybe the filter opens wider. Maybe the saturation gets a little harsher. You do not need to change everything. One meaningful escalation is enough. This is also where mono discipline matters. Keep the sub and main attack centered. If you use stereo width, reserve it for the upper layer only. Check mono regularly. If the bass disappears when collapsed to mono, the width is doing too much of the work. Rebalance it so the core survives without stereo help. Then add width as decoration. A good rule for this sound is simple. The audience should feel it as a physical bass event first, and a wide effect second. Now, a few practical habits will save you a lot of time. Keep the sub almost boring. The menace should come from the upper siren behavior, not from sub wobbling around. Use small titch gestures instead of huge modulation chaos. And if the patch feels exciting but the track feels weaker, the problem is usually phrasing density, not timbre. That's worth repeating. If the bass sounds cool but the groove gets weaker, try fewer notes, shorter tails, or more silence between hits. Silence is powerful in darker DNB. A one-beat gap before the next answer can make the following hit feel much larger. So here's the simple practice target. Build a two-bar phrase with a clear call and response shape. Keep the sub centered. Use only one saturation stage. Make sure one part of the phrase has a pitch gesture and the other part has a different note length or octave. Then audition it with drums and ask yourself, does the bass still sound like a siren when the drums mute, and do the drums feel more exciting when they come back? If yes, you're on the right track. If no, simplify before you add more processing. And for the homework, push that idea into a 4-bar loop. Make the first 2 bars related to the last 2, but not identical. Give yourself one cleaner version and one dirtier version. Keep the sub mono safe the whole time. Then bounce your dirtiest phrase to audio so you can use it for fills, transitions, or a second drop upgrade. That's the real goal here. Not just designing a cool sound, but building a retro rave dub siren that behaves like a proper DNB bassline tool. Stable low end, strong identity, clear phrasing, and enough attitude to carry a drop. So take the exercise, keep it tight, and trust the groove. If the siren feels like a warning signal that hits hard without muddying the drums, you've built something real. Now go make it speak.